I believe that Americans are not bound to one mode or another, highways this and transit that and bike and pedestrian. People will take whatever trips they have to take. They'll accomplish them however they can do it quickest, cheapest, and the most predictable and efficient. It's going to be transit in some cases. It's going to be walking in some cases. So people are going to make rational decisions. I don't think that the philosophy of the love affair of the car is as pervasive as it's made out to be. People will do whatever they have to do to get where they have to go, whatever makes sense. Now, it's certainly true that we have subsidized automobile travel to a tremendous degree for a very long time, just as we've subsidized air travel for a very long time in this country. And so that's made it very cheap and inexpensive and very convenient for folks to drive. And so then folks are doing that. It's changing now. As those subsidies start to get weeded away, as we stop the massive out-migration of people and jobs from metropolitan areas, and as we start to reinvest in the existing system, we're seeing differences in how Americans are choosing to travel. And the drops in driving that are happening are real and are significant, and is such a dramatic change from what's happened since the 1950s. We got used to increases in driving year after year after year after year. In the late 90s, it started to level off. And then in 2000, it started to kind of plateau, and then the recession really made it drop, and it continues to drop. So the per capita driving is dropping again. Americans are driving less. It's sustained. It's something that's real and doesn't seem like it's changing anytime soon. What's happened with millennials, with them, with their driver's license choices, you know, some of this is obviously due to the recession. If you're not working, you're not driving, or you're not choosing to drive. But something very different is happening now that I think we're just starting to wrestle with as a nation. And that gets back to your initial point about the Highway Trust Fund. As we drive less, and when we drive more fuel-efficient cars and purchase less gas, we throw off less money for the gasoline tax, less money for the transportation program. So all these things are knitted together –